Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite AfterBuzz TV after show begins, I'm so excited to tell you that my new cookbook is out. It's called The Every Girl's Guide to Cooking. It's the quickest, fastest, easiest, most amazing recipes for kitchen newbies and chefs alike. Please check out MariaMenounos.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Brianna Chris Brown.
Because
I feel so
bad.
Smoke
is always fire.
Who?
Where there's smoke is always fire.
Come on, bro.
Was there smoke?
That's her favorite.
Where there's smoke, there's always fire.
No, I said,
what up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Justin Jane here in studio for the Real Housewives of Atlanta, AfterBuzz of Potomac. Sorry, this episode was so boring, y'all.
We're just dancing.
We're talking about Beyonce and Jay-Z as we were coming in, so yes. You guys weren't confused by the conversation, but rumors are spreading
swirling fast. She got
pregnancy,
drunk at
divorce,
Kelly's
and
party.
She got
party.
What?
Kelly's party was February 20th at the Sunset Tower. We'll talk when we're
yes.
done.
Yes.
She got what?
Supposedly she got drunk and like
drunk
really
and
just went off about Jay-Z and how she was getting a divorce and took her ring off.
Yeah.
Boom, but that's for another show. Check out Black Hollywood Live if you want some more of that tea.
We'll talk about it.
But anyways, I'm joined in the studio. I am DJ Jesse Jannity here in studio with my favorite ladies because I missed y'all. We didn't have you next week last week.
It feels like so long.
Because of Oscar So White.
I see you every other day.
Right. Courtney Stewart.
What's up, y'all?
Miss Pinking.
Hello, lovers.
And Miss Char Jossel.
Hey, everybody.
Hi. Coming in strong with the Beach Boys right there.
I know, right?
So USA.
This is my suggestion.
But I love them.
This is my suggestion because it was appropriate for the episode, right?
Surf's
I actually
up,
like
dude.
The Beach Boys a lot.
Me too.
I guess good.
Well, for you, what's his name's going thievery. On tour with them? Or he been on tour, John Stamos?
I'm not trying to see them like now. Uh-oh. But like
apparently they're really tech savvy.
Oh
they be
gosh.
FaceTiming with
Speaking
people.
Speaking of John Stamos,
he
did you
is
all
so
hear about
fine.
Him Regina Hall?
Forget
allegedly.
That.
No, but
his
he is
belly
fine.
Button though, bitch.
Hey, what's wrong with his belly button? What's wrong with his belly button?
The reason why he sold his soul to the devil to look that good, and that's what happened.
What's wrong with his belly button?
Bitch, first off, it's up here. Second of all, it looked like where the worm comes out of Beetlejuice.
Anyway, I heard that him and Regina Hall were going. You know, Brenda from Scary
hot.
Movie, Shakespeare
yeah.
in Love.
I like him a lot.
Heard that they were together.
He's been
really?
Doing all the media for Fuller House, and I'm like, dang, he looks good.
He
have, you, have you all watched Fuller House?
I love it.
No. I watched the first episode.
I've heard mixed reviews.
But it's cheesy like the show was. Full House was cheesy.
Just like Real Housewives of Potomac.
Let's talk about it.
So Katie, Giselle, Ashley, and Robin meet up for that lunch to talk about the Rost Foundation.
Katie is stupid.
Yeah. So she meets up with them. She basically is, you know, Ashley's talking about this beach trip that she wants to invite. Find out there's only 5 rooms, which caused some trouble later down the line. Right. Katie's talking about her foundation, which Karen said, I'm sorry.
Sorry, boom. Mm-hmm. I'm busy.
After I heard that you have nothing planned, mm-hmm. I'm not going to be joining you.
I can't.
You.
I'm so, already occupied.
Giselle had put the offer out that she would be down
she'd
to help.
She'd
she
be on the committee.
Sits down with Giselle. Robin comes and sits down, not knowing why she's really at this lunch. And Katie kind of throws it on her, hey, you're in marketing and sales. I'd love for you to help my foundation out. And Robin was like, okay, when's the event? Uh-huh. In 2 weeks.
Excuse me?
So,
and I need $100,000.
But how do you guys feel? Did you take offense to, was it more Robin or Katie? Katie says to Robin,
Katie.
Well, okay, Robin. Well, Robin says to Katie, look, if it, I'll help you, but if the event don't go well, mm-hmm. don't blame it on me.
Amen.
And Katie says, well, you guys don't have to be a part of it then.
Katie
then
won't.
We won't.
Because
fine.
The thing is, Katie's not giving any direction. She's coming last minute. She wants all this money, but you just want to take credit. She's more obsessed with the title. My family has put me on as the
exactly.
host. But she doesn't know what it takes to do the work.
It's actual work
it's,
that
yeah.
you have to put in, mm-hmm. and you cannot do a charity event, number one, in 2 weeks
and
that you're trying to raise $100,000.
She's like, I'm thinking online.
She doesn't have a venue,
I'm
a theme, an idea, or a clue.
Or
she's
money.
Gone.
Or has an invite. invited anybody.
No.
Oh my gosh.
2 weeks you haven't invited. They ain't going.
But you know what? No. Any excuse is better than none, because the way that she could do it is she can invite people, but then it all falls into Robin's lap.
Exactly.
Because you were in charge of so and so and so.
And that's why Robin was like, don't blame me.
No, thank you.
Well, they weren't really no thank you. They were like, look, girl, we want to help you. Mm-hmm. It was more
be
Katie
mad.
Being
yes.
like, oh, I'm defensive.
My thing
defensive.
Is, if you come to me and say, Char, I would like your help with something, and I tell you, well, Jesse, you know, I don't know, and then you say, fine, well, then I don't need you at all, then my answer is going to be okay.
Because the thing is,
well,
I'm...
check, please.
Well,
I'm not about to argue with you or beg you to be a part of something that you need me for.
Exactly. Which you vocally mm-hmm. said, yes. I need people on my committee.
And when they started to ask questions, it was like, no, okay, never mind, forget it.
Exactly. Because you sound like a fraud. It sounds fraudulent.
Because she doesn't know what she's doing, and she's on something.
Did you get tea?
Is that the apple spice one?
Oh, my God, it's delicious.
Really?
I wasn't a fan
of it.
I love it.
So
it tastes
Cabernet
like the holidays.
Ooh, P.S. If you guys are out there purchasing the Lipton lemon tea.
I saw the green tea.
They said that there are maggots in the tea bags, guys. Yeah.
I don't buy Lipton, so I don't know.
Just
FYI. I used to live by Lipton. But this tastes like the holidays, but it's oddly refreshing.
Very holiday.
Can we get the live feed, by the way?
We see Ashley really quickly with her stylist friend. She's kind of just talking about how she's nervous.
And
well, he had like four titles.
So
at the
she hired that black girl.
Yeah, she hired the black girl, and she had the other dude.
Yep. She's nervous. She feels like
a
freshman.
Should be. I agreed with that. Like, she is the freshman that they are definitely hazing. Like,
yes, sorority style.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Straight up,
allegedly.
And she's like going out and beyond, because every event has been hers.
Yeah, That's really true.
It really has.
And they all keep going.
Yeah.
And they're fun for the most part, besides the birthday.
The birthday was fun for Katie.
Yeah.
So everything has been hers except for Charisse's crab boil and Karen Huga's birthday celebration,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's
but
having
was,
events
to
and
me,
showing her houses
hey.
And
sorry.
Doing her thing.
It's my boss.
Char's very, very
oh,
famous.
So speaking of
no,
the crab boil, I got to sit with Miss Charisse over on Black
yes,
Hollywood Live. Check that tea. So... It
was
really
that?
Interesting because I didn't know how to take it. Katie fell out of the interview. She didn't end up doing it. They called me the night before, said she wasn't going to be sitting in.
Mm-hmm.
And then I felt like they were trying to get out of the interview. And I was like, oh, no, no, no. So, girl, y'all, I came here at 9:30 in the morning
yes, he did.
To sit with Miss Charisse and
like,
have some morning tea. And she kept it real cute, real PR. You gotta check the interview out. But she threw her little
shade,
her bits of her
a
truth,
little bit of information.
Yeah.
Her bits of truth.
Information.
I really start off with the crab boil.
Okay.
Because I said to her, she reminds me of a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been saying, I feel like Charisse could be cool, but I felt like she was putting on a front. She said, really?
No.
She said, you know what? I did put a little bit of front on, but it wasn't the crab boil. She was surprised that I thought that was the front. She said to me, actually, I felt like Giselle had the front. She said,
and we even speculated about that.
She said, Giselle would never bring some random person to my house. That man was random as hell.
Mm.
I never asked for his help with the hair. He randomly came to me, told me my hair needed help.
Mm-hmm.
When I specifically asked them to stay downstairs, she was like, Jesse, I'm cool. She was like, I'm cool if you know what I mean? You cooking downstairs and you making some noise. She was like, it was ridiculous. She was like, it literally got to a point where
it seemed like
I started,
that through the TV, though.
Mm-hmm.
They were opening drawers, shuffling,
it was
barbecue skewers.
I just felt like they were already
stuff.
Drunk and that Charisse
right.
was also drinking. And so that's why her reaction seemed like unnecessary. Like, and mostly because her reaction would have been cool if she was like, what the hell are y'all doing down there?
Right.
But she kept being like, they're so ghetto. Like, don't let them in my house.
Yeah.
He will never let these ghetto
Words
people.
Made
That's
things.
What made it like an issue, because if she had just been like, what the y'all doing?
Well, she also made it seem like the cameras hyped it up a little bit, because she was like, I wasn't threatened by him. She was like, he went like this, and then of course Karen. She was like,
right.
So I can understand
Karen
how it would
is here
come
for
across.
Season two. That's
exactly.
what Karen's doing. Okay, let's be real clear.
Yes, honey.
Karen's like,
more.
I need a season two.
She needs
so I'm about
new
to
wig.
Just.
So
she
then
new,
she got
new
a new
eyebrows.
One.
She needs new eyebrows too.
This episode, she had a new one in the confessional. It was bone straight.
Yeah.
You talking about in a pink dress?
In the red
so.
Dress.
Well, no, we've seen
actually.
That before.
Yeah, we've seen,
we've
that.
Seen that before.
Yeah.
But I'm
she
talking
needs,
about when she was at the beach house. I was like, girl.
She needs new eyebrows. She needs to let
she those needs new eyebrows.
Back
she needs to
in
fill
and
them
redo
back
it.
In.
Yeah.
She needs a little bit more hair. She needs to talk to you because your shit is tight and hers is not.
Well, you know, I also don't have the problems of a five head. I have a standard forehead. That's true. And I have edges.
You got a standard forehead.
And that's no shade. I do have edges and a standard forehead. So I wouldn't know how to advise her.
But you know now they have those lace fronts with the fake edges around it.
I know they. I never worked with those.
Well, maybe you know. Maybe you can learn to make her one and send it to her.
No, no. This is not like to dig at Karen, but I want her to win. And that forehead and the vein and the hair being back here.
Well, Cherise, I mean, Karen too old to care about that.
She's not old and rich. She does care.
She cares a lot.
And what I noticed about her brows is having a background in cosmetics, she's supposed to do short hair-like strokes. It seems like she just draws.
Oh. And they're too thin.
If you don't have eyebrows, you got to do like feathery with your pomade or your pencil.
So it looks like hair.
Right, and then you brush your hair to blend it with the pigment, and boom. Okay. But the last thing you do is pick up a pencil or some pomade or some brow powder and draw.
Char, you got to give these kids some YouTube tutorials.
And you don't draw no McDonald's arches, because she's like shrieking.
Yes, it's horrible.
She got the McDonald's brows. What else? So Charisse also said that I brought up Katie and Andrew, and she said that she just hopes that Katie would, you know,
take her time.
And then, but the coolest thing out of it actually was talking about her daughter. Her daughter created or figured out how to use bacteria to pull magnets out of shit.
Something?
Like, I don't know how.
I must have missed that part.
But basically, basically, what she did could actually help, like, flint and
well,
pull.
Oh, that's what
it
is.
It can help pull lead.
Pull impurities.
Pull impurities. Gotcha. I got you.
And she did this with, like, bacteria and stuff. I'm like, how old is your daughter? It was,
that was
the most incredible part
that's
of the whole
cool.
conversation.
Girl, help flint because they need it, y'all. Because y'all, oof.
Well, they need to start showing more of her daughter than Karen's daughter.
Yeah.
But Karen's daughter is cute.
No, she's cute, but we need some substance. We need people that know how to pull
she
bacteria out of stuff.
Well, she also said her kids didn't want to really be a part of it at first, and now they're like, hey, when's season two
Just
start?
Like every kid. Cute. We have the cute void filled with Giselle's three daughters.
That's
Those
true.
Girls
they're
are
adorable.
Just...
Yes, they are
I
cute.
Need to see them in a movie. They're so personable.
They're adorable. Mm-hmm.
All right, so then we see Katie and Andrew, and she's telling them that she's turned off by the girls for not helping her. Mm-hmm. And Andrew basically jokes around saying, well, look, you're going to go on this trip, and I'm changing the house back to...
My house.
I don't understand their relationship. And then when we get further into the episode and the Russell Simmons thing and all that, I'm like, Katie, you just continually looking more and more crazy as we go along.
Yes.
And I was kind of like, oh, Katie's fun and cool. But now I'm kind of like, Katie, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah. Karen looks at Ashley as a charity work, and you know,
which is hilarious. She keeps being like, I will be your mentor and I'm gonna help her and let her see the way.
I feel like a mentor would have gone to the beach house in advance if you're so like stressed about how
it's gonna
etiquette
be.
Is and how the event's gonna go and all that, like.
But she had a smart, like, once she like explained, like, okay, this is why I decided these girls should be in the room together and these girls, and then you guys get your separate rooms. And Karen was like, yeah, that makes sense. Okay, I was like, cool. But then when you get there and you actually see it, and Karen was like, oh my god, my room is fantastic. You're five. You're not being the mentor.
Yeah, but to me, Giselle would have been doing the
Giselle
same thing.
Giselle was also five.
Yeah, they were all acting immature.
Like,
well,
it's not that deep. It made me like
silly.
Robin.
Yeah, exactly. It was silly that you guys were acting this way, and this is someone who invited you to their home.
Yeah.
Like, you guys
their
were
home.
You're blatantly being disrespectful to the chef. You're being disrespectful to their home.
Even though the chef should not
hold
have
on,
given
babe,
it.
Before
no,
we get into that,
that was horrible.
Ashley picks Karen up.
Yes.
And Karen's just shocked that she's going to have to ride in this drop top with a dog in the car.
I get the drop top thing. Nobody wants their hair blowing all
but
over
it has
place.
A top. Just ask her to
just
put
ask
the
her
top
to put it up.
Yeah.
Down with the radio.
She was probably jealous that Ashley has a beautiful
and that
white
Ashley
Porsche.
Can ride with the top down and not worry about her wig blowing off.
Exactly.
She,
or her eyebrows.
She has all of her head and her brows.
If your wig is pinned down right, you can go to Six Flags.
Honey, call it 1965. Get your scarf tied around your neck and
oh my God.
Yes.
You know what visual I just got from that?
Yes.
That's really cute.
Waiting to Exhale, the
yes.
first 5 minutes with Savannah.
You tie it up and you
The
ride.
Men in Denver are done or whatever
done
she
it.
Says.
It works. Mm-hmm. Just do it.
I love the shade.
If your wig is pinned on right, seriously, you can go to Six Flags and not there will
not
be no
have
sweat
any
on your bra.
But
brow.
I think hers is like an issue of like
This, yeah, me too.
You know, she don't want the blowback.
Naomi Campbell size.
Thank you, Katie. She said, "Where's the dog going to sit, bitch? Have you ever had a dog before? It don't sit anywhere with you. Like it sit
it's
in the
in
fucking
her back."
Bag. So Karen threw some shade at Ashley when Ashley was like, "Oh, you should totally bring your daughter around more." She was like,
"I don't think that was shade though."
It was a little shade.
I don't think it was shade. Like, I don't want my 17-year-old daughter hanging out with a 26-year-old woman.
Well, there's certain 26-year-old women I wouldn't mind her hanging
out
with.
That's talking about her vaginas bleeding on her dress.
Like
not
what?
Bleeding, sweat.
Coochie
sweat.
I'm sorry, her coochie is sweating on her dress.
What?
That's why okay. I had the same reaction that Robin
please
had.
Don't act like you ain't not. Bitch, I've been to Six Flags, like, waiting in line and seen some cootie stains.
No, absolutely. But oh, okay. I am. No, of course, everyone's cootie sweats. Let's not talk
we
about
all
that.
Have it, but
our
you're not like,
oh my God, I forgot my
yeah, you know what?
I'm
you know
not
what
about
is?
To talk about my cootie sweating.
Especially
I would be
when
like,
you have
I would
fresh
change
wax.
My dress.
Yes, and be
move
like,
along.
Swamp crotch in full effect.
Or
let
you do it. I don't know. Like, I could picture it with like more comfortable people to say it around, but like, you don't even know Robin.
With
like
cameras,
she doesn't. She doesn't.
But
it makes for good TV. But we all know that when you get that fresh wax, that there is going to
yes,
be
the curtain
some perspiration.
Sweat, okay, you just got to rinse off. You're not wearing no chonies. You like, oh.
But you'd rather it be hairless than because hair attracts odor. I mean, can we keep it real with the AB TV Potomac family?
I can't.
It does.
Not
so when
all. I mean, because some people keep a little straight.
That is true. But
you know
I'm saying
okay,
if you got
enough vagina talk.
If you have a fro, if you like your baby hair with baby hair and afro downstairs. Then, you know.
You got puffs. That's a problem.
If you got puffs, you got some problems.
Oh, my God.
All right. So Karen says that Raven's too impressionable. So then we get to,
she asks
about the room assignments.
Mm-hmm.
So Ashley said, well, I'm going to put, you know, you in a single room. Karen being the oldest. Fair. She's going to go
plus
in a single
room. Plus, who wants to share a room with Karen?
Yeah.
Nobody.
Good Lord.
Ashley going to share, stay in her own room, and Katie will get her own room. Because Giselle and Robin are best friends, so they can share a room.
Makes
and
sense.
Then Charisse brought Bernie, so.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
Which I don't understand. But
why she came?
Like, why is she always around?
She was supposed to be attached. Yeah. She was supposed to be one of the.
What's her name? I keep wanting to call her Gail King.
Is it Brene?
Brene. It's Brene.
Brene.
It's Brene.
Brene.
I'm sorry. Spell that?
B-R-Y-N-E-E, I think.
Oh.
Brene.
Oh.
I call her Gail King, but
okay.
Caitlin keeps yelling at me saying Charneau with everything I say. But yeah, she was originally, according to the Twitterverse that you all have tweeted me, I don't know how actual and factual this is, but I was telling Jesse, Brene, aka Gail King, was supposed to be a part of the cast, but she had some legal troubles that Bravo didn't want to put up. This is all being alleged.
is she violent? To. Like she couldn't get insurance?
I don't know. There was something that
like
happened.
Like she owes a lot of, like she did some fraudulent activity.
I heard criminality.
Well, criminal fraudulent activity.
Like fake checks and shit.
I assume.
She's an insurance liability, so they were like, no.
Yeah.
Well, she was a liability. I can't imagine her not being on the show. I mean, all right. So.
Not with no CIA, IRS type of stuff.
But you know, people Mr. will Paul, still though. Do it. People will still have the feds hot on their ass and
be like, oh,
look at
Apollo. TV.
Yep. Look at Apollo.
Mid DC's.
Frida.
Yep.
Big Frida.
Don't talk about Big
oh my
Frida.
God.
But I mean,
IRS
it's what it is,
her?
Though.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, because
something
of food stamps.
Section 8.
No, Section 8. She had Section 8 housing.
But they didn't start looking
into the Beyonce check.
Until Formation. Until she got that B check.
That's why I ain't trying to work for MTV.
You best to believe it. What? Oh, you have a sordid history. Is that what you're telling us, Jesse?
No, girl, but I could put some tea on some other things.
Brene caught a felony? Oh.
See? Olivia Benson, you would know Law & Order SVU.
Let us know, honey.
So apparently, Cherie said she came on the show originally as...
she was the casting director.
Casting, yeah, that's what she said.
I don't believe that.
No.
I don't buy it either.
You ain't gonna transition
even buy it when she said
from
it.
Talent director
she
to
brought
casting.
Giselle.
They were like, oh my God, you're so,
so
great, we need you.
So she casted herself. Basically.
No. Mm-mm.
Yeah. I saw that portion of the interview. I was like, girl, bye.
She got disbarred in a fraud case. She was an attorney.
Oh, my God. She got disbarred.
Well, that's some deep stuff.
Phaedra.
That Phaedra ain't never been disbarred, huh?
She ain't disbarred, not yet.
That's crazy.
What did you guys think about the ride where they started talking about fucking Bill Cosby, T.I., Pharrell?
I thought it was cute.
No, Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton.
I missed all of that. So what happened?
No, they were like, who would you rather marry, fuck?
Oh, kill
or whatever. And they were like, Bill Clinton. Everybody was like, I fuck him. I think he had my panties on his head. I was like, really?
No.
But they're a different age group than I, so perhaps
I guess,
there's something
girl,
about
whatever
Bill
gets your kitty quick.
And then they said T.I., and I did kind of be like, I kind of would have been there. Because
no, I'm not
what's
here for
Tim.
I'm not here for Clifford Harris.
I heard he has one ball.
Always here for Clifford. Wait, it doesn't matter.
Wait, what, Jesse?
It's his voice.
He has what?
One ball.
It's his voice.
There are plenty of light-skinned men running around Atlanta
it's
with that
voice.
Same.
It's with his voice. Voice.
No, with the
I'm
accent.
I'm thinking about
with
his voice.
Oh, no, his voice
no.
is fantastic.
His voice is fantastic.
He has a great voice, but yeah. I feel like he would have sex with you and use too many big words, and it's like you don't even
He wouldn't use big words. He's country as fuck.
No, ever since he got out of that stigma jail, he has been on thesaurus.com and using his vocabulary bank to its fullest.
I love my hometown Negro, too. Could do that, but you were tiny, so I'm gonna let that go.
And they're expecting another child.
No, that's
yeah, Tiny's pregnant.
So Katie talks about breaking up with Russell,
which
and that
hilarious.
Tea was too much tea.
That made her want to pull her freaking wig
she
off.
Was
she
upset.
Got so mad.
She was. And how
but
you
why are you
mad?
Talking about
Thank
it?
You.
Why would you tell
Saying,
these
oh,
girls
I, used to
I
blog.
Wrote a blog? They're going to pull it up.
I would Google the blog
instantly
because you talked about it.
Thank you.
Now like you're sharing it.
An attitude like,
I can't
I'm gonna pull my car
chicks.
Over.
Yes.
And get out the car.
I feel like the sole purpose of you sharing it is so we can look at
Look at the blog.
Without being obvious. Like, girl, go check out my blog.
But I think because Giselle read it, it made her feel some type of way.
Why in your blog are you talking shit about yourself? You're like, and when Russell came home with Julie, they looked at me like I was a loser with my Ben and Jerry sitting on the cot in the living room like a loser third wheel.
And they ran up the marble stairs. As they closed the marble door,
I thought it was hilarious.
Laughed and giggled themselves to
and
sleep.
According to the Inquisitor.com, Katie, one of her blog posts quoted, I guess, referring to Julie as a white, stringy-haired bitch.
But bitch, you still got Russell
and
speed
Julie.
Though.
Julie replied back and said, "Bitch, get your own man." And the tables turned.
But what I don't understand is if your family is prominent and they have all these things, why are you staying in a man's house who has a girlfriend there? Did you have nowhere to go?
My pride, my pocket, my family.
I at least would have hit him and left. Like, I'm not going to stay there.
Yeah, I'm not going to stay the night.
So, like, you wake up and, like, you and Julia, like, cooking breakfast in the morning.
Yeah, I'm like, that house would have been turned upside down. It would have been set on fire. Somebody would have had to leave.
Something.
There's no way they
would
have been.
I would not have written a blog about it. No. I felt like such a loser.
No, you're not about to giggle about me, baby.
Bye.
It don't work that way.
And he's a savage for that. Russell, I thought you were all zen and all vegan and
stuff.
That's
why he is now.
Well, you were a legitimate savage for that.
Well, just because you're zen and vegan and you're.
Don't mean you can't be stupid.
Don't mean you got catty on the inside.
Don't mean
That is true, but I just don't get that from Uncle Rusty.
Not now.
Girl, look
this
how many girls he's
10 years ago.
Yeah, he's still running. Well,
this was at least 10 years ago.
He still runs through these shit.
And it amazed me how cool they all are with them. Like Cynthia.
Like Kimora.
But Kimora. Is cool with him like
they
we cool now
business.
And we got kids
business.
But not she divorced him and like on but like
and
if,
Kimora stay with
but
a rich
if you're 22
daddy.
Years old and you know what you're getting into and you're not trying to get married like this ain't trying to be your man like why is it a it's
they said Katie
could
leave because she only had $19.51 on her rush card
She need to go.
That's shout Patrick. Out to Patrick Keene.
Not
Patrick.
That rush card
she couldn't even get that money up there.
She couldn't even access it because it backfired.
Oh gosh.
I can't. All right, so when the girls all get to the house, Ashley shows Karen her room, and I was actually surprised that Karen liked it.
Mm-hmm.
But what got me more is that Karen was cool with the dog jumping all up on
the bed.
And wiping his head.
Because some people are freaks about that.
I'm a freak about that.
See, I don't. I personally
don't
mind. No,
I have dogs.
You can't sit on my bed.
But it wasn't even like the dog was like just sitting there. The dog was like,
yeah, rubbing his head. Yes.
And I have a dog, and I would have picked my dog up like, no, get off. Off the bed like no that's somebody else no,
absolutely disgusting no.
That's where my fresh showered body has to lay
yes no
the
I
chef
know.
You coming in, bringing outside on it.
What did they cook?
Girl, first of all,
what was it?
The chef looked like the bitch that made the chocolate cake from Matilda.
When they walked in, I said, what are they about to make? And I know not to judge book by its cover, but I was like, I don't understand what is
going on. That looked like Michael's
on.
Great aunt.
Yes,
I was just looking at the plate, like, I don't even know what is on there. Are there nachos yes. and then soup? Like, I didn't know.
It looked like sushi with like guacamole.
I had no idea what was happening on that plate, so I couldn't get with that. And then she was like, here you go. can you pay my bills right now? Thank you. Who does that?
That was rude as fuck. Ashley's stepchildren are like 3 years younger than her, 21 and 23.
Jesus.
It happens.
Katie
yeah,
expresses.
I have a friend like that. Well, what? Not like that. Everybody's 10 years apart. She's my age, so she's 28, her husband's 38, and she has an 18-year-old stepson.
I mean, that's.
I understand.
Kind of a balanced situation.
Especially if you date older.
Yeah.
Been there, done that.
Everyone... Katie expresses to everyone that she was hurt by Giselle reading the blog, and, you know, Giselle acknowledged that she
was like, okay, girl, I guess.
My bad. But you brought it up.
How do y'all feel, though, about the... I mean, I guess if they're husband and wife, Ashley talked about for the past 4 years, her and Michael have been using the pull-out method.
Do that.
And that's been working for them. Hey. So for 4 years, he has just been busting by her.
Ashley's very candid.
But you know what's crazy is the fact that the women that are trying to tell her what to do aren't married. So your man ain't with you anymore. She's got a man and he's still there.
He's still there and he's fine with it.
And he's fine with it. So leave her alone. If he likes to be jacked off, do whatever it takes.
And maybe he don't want a baby either. So he like jacked me off.
He is near the sunset of his life.
Exactly.
And he already has his kid situation.
And he's been married. His other wife probably didn't jack him off. You see where that got him. So hey, look, jack me off.
And she might, you know, like it or
not. Was she saying that he prefers hand jobs or something?
I don't think she was saying he prefers it, but that's how she finishes him so that they don't have to worry about birth control methods. And a lot of people don't like condoms.
He must never be off the henny, ready to risk it all. Because, you know, that's an ongoing joke on the internet.
You know?
That is some real willpower.
Hey, when you don't want a baby, like,
that's the best condom in the world. Oops.
No.
There ain't no accident.
There is no.
You'd be like, what?
But as soon as you start feeling it,
you know, we're like,
because even sometimes they're little swimmers in the pre-ejaculation.
That's true.
Yeah,
and Ashley is young and fertile.
But yes, she is, but maybe he is ain't that fertile. His swimmers ain't that fast.
Yeah, he got a little alarm that going, he'd be at treating
he
her like a toaster strudel.
He has a little delay.
Yeah.
Can you not? You just ruined that for me. Jesus.
It was a meme I saw, and it just, you know. The next morning for breakfast, everyone woke up in good spirits.
Whoa. That breakfast looked so good,
it
by
did.
The way. I don't know. I haven't eaten all day, guys, so I don't know if it's just because I'm
thinking
hungry,
about food right now.
But that pork bacon that Gail King was sizzling up.
She was like the egg frittatas.
I saw spinach and onion and fruit and mimosas. And
they should have cooked the dinner last night.
Made it for me, yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. Well, she tried, though. She didn't know.
I love pork bacon.
You know, whatchamacallit's
working. I tried to eat
they would have been fired as soon as I saw
it. I don't like pork bacon.
I can't eat. I haven't eaten pork in like 15 years. I can't eat pork.
I like pork.
I get sick. Yeah.
Me sick, like dead sick.
I get sick, yeah.
It smells so good, though.
It does
smell
amazing.
When I smell like that maple bacon, oh my gosh.
But mine has to be thick cut.
But they have
beef
bacon,
though. Yeah, like that thick Canadian maple bacon.
I like thick cut pork bacon. I don't like the thinly sliced Oscar Mayer.
It smells so good.
I gotta have some crunch.
So Giselle wakes up, and she's in attitude. Didn't want to partake in cooking the breakfast.
I was really disappointed in Giselle for this episode.
I'm gonna leave $20 on the counter so you can fix it. AC.
And she didn't want to help, what's his face? She didn't want to help clean up.
And the
it's
fact
only
that
fair if we cook and you don't, then you should.
And it's like
and
all girlfriends
that,
at the house. Like, what are you doing? You're not
at least
the
dishwasher.
And you know what's ridiculous? The fact that you decided to Google a hotel to leave to the
it's
night before.
Rude. It's rude.
Like,
no, as soon
disgusting.
As you look at the room and you're like, what's the number for the
it's
hotel?
It's rude.
But the thing is, Karen kept saying, this is where you stand your ground. I don't think Ashley was wrong in what she did. She just doesn't have balls. It's See, not now, about like
Do you guys feel like
her.
Ashley should have said like, hey guys, like, because you know what I mean, like, I can't accommodate everybody in like the most luxurious way, some people will have to share bedrooms, like, do you feel like
I
someone
think she should have said
because she's not
there
friends,
will
friends
be a couple people sharing rooms.
That's what Patrick wrote.
But I don't think because you know English. You're going to somebody's house, you're not going to a hotel. So you're not expecting, at least maybe that's just me, like if I'm going to somebody's house, I don't expect the accommodations per se that I would get at the Ritz-Carlton.
Of course.
And it's somebody's beach house with multiple rooms. So you know every room is not the master bedroom.
Of course.
However,
so I think
I'm
she should have let them know, but I don't think you need to tell them, oh, actually your room is only 2 square feet.
Yeah. Glow in the dark stars on the ceiling.
I would have moved to the couch, personally. I'm
that's fine.
I cannot sleep in heat. Like, at all.
That's fine.
I cannot sleep. I have a roommate
who
has
make
the heat
do
on
what
hell
you have. Don't try to be calling no hotel.
I can't sleep in heat.
You might as well go home.
So
I agree. No sleeping in heat.
No.
But
who wants to wake up sweating?
But
with
sleeping in
sweat.
Heat versus being so rude and disrespectful
that
to
is
the
true.
Person that is hosting you. Like, it's, even if it's uncomfortable, you're just like, okay, you take it.
But Charisse Googled hotels, too.
I agree. They both were really rude.
Disrespectful.
But at least Charisse kind of fessed up to, like, having a little bit of an attitude the next morning and like being like, I'm sorry, I might be a little crazy,
right,
I'm here for the fun of it and that's what I'm here for. So I don't know, Giselle was disappointed.
Yeah, I didn't like when Ashley apologized. Giselle was, so you do admit it was shady. It wasn't shady. There was no malice that she was trying to put on to any
home.
Of the girls.
Like, and the whole rest of the episode, Giselle acts like a B.I. all completely over
She's
everything.
Jealous. That was jealous.
They're, let's
was
do a contest
jealous.
Of your butts. Oh my gosh, when are they coming back with the
but,
crab?
Okay,
let's
but let's
do
talk
this.
About
let's
that.
Let's do that.
They go surfing. Giselle, Charisse, and Karen sit out. They're drinking champagne, which I'm
Wait,
not mad
mind
at.
Mind you, let's talk about etiquette. They were drinking champagne out of a margarita glass. Karen, get your life, because that is not etiquette.
At least
boo-boo.
It wasn't a red cup.
But it doesn't matter. You don't drink no champagne out of no margarita.
Actually, it would be
glass.
Better as a
Girl,
red cup. On
first
I will drink champagne out of my
Yeah, I was drinking
drink
wine out of a margarita glass the other day. I was
but I'm just saying,
bottle.
Karen, who's etiquette 101.
Yeah. Now that is true.
Is don't practice what you preach, baby mama. Don't do that.
I love champagne.
And shout out to, dang, I just forgot the child name. The girls who house it is.
Ashley?
Yes, because she actually spoke up and was like, I'm sorry, where's your beach house?
Right, hello.
I appreciated that Ashley, like...
Oh, she said that to Karen Hughes.
To Giselle.
She only, well, she said it in her interview, yeah, not well, like no. to her, but at least she kind of had that in her.
All right, so they do the butt thing, which I was surprised that they actually gave Ashley... And
Ashley
sort of credit.
Does have the better butt.
I mean,
like,
yeah, but
nobody else
cute,
even had
petite.
A butt.
Teacup.
And what's her name was real upset,
what
but
she
ain't
her,
got
so,
no ass.
No,
but we've already had this conversation. Remember when they did the wore the bathing suits
for modeling for
yeah.
Karen.
That
and
whole joke
Charisse.
With Ashley. So I mean, with Katie. So why is
Katie
getting offensive? Then?
Because she's
because they've been riding on her back all this time.
Did you guys think? When you saw Giselle twerking or trying to do whatever she was doing.
I don't know what the hell that was. She was stiff
she
as a board.
Twerk? I was like, wait.
No, she did not twerk.
No,
her
then,
back did not.
And she said her abs
and
were.
Then her
like,
butt.
She
oh, she was
because
she was saying her abs were tight. And I was like, oh.
But your butt is flat. Why are you over there talking about everybody else? You don't have that great of a body
And did you see
either.
When they said, oh, let's stand up and you three, let's judge yep. you three? No yeah. one stood up.
Exactly.
Huger knew to stay her yeah. ass
Because she stood up, she's like, I ain't got number titties, but I'm aware of
Wait, when Huger was getting dressed in the room, I had to rewind because I was
stood
like,
up off
that
the bed.
I granny, granny legs for days. I was like, no, Karen, no.
But she knows what to shake your
veins.
She had the
she
breast
needed to get
out.
Like a thigh lift.
Oh, Jesus.
It was like
that's
so she said, if that's such a thing, she needs
Don't,
a thigh lift.
She doesn't need a thigh lift. She's 55.
Now,
she's
didn't Twitter to. Tell
but
us that she was
55.
In her 40s?
No, 55. My mom is
Who
50.
Who
lied
to you on Twitter?
No
My mom
lift.
Is 58 and she looks great.
Exactly.
I thought on Twitter,
but
we just had a debate about Karen's age when this first started.
Karen is not
her 40s.
We still don't know.
She's
definitely not in her 40s.
She's in her 50s.
I don't believe it.
I personally give her 62. That's my
That's
guess.
What I said, but they were like, jumping down
yeah.
my throat.
Yeah, my mother's in her 50. There's no way Karen
My
yeah.
mom is 64, and she would never be on the beach in any of that because that's not how she rolls,
need a
but she would
lift,
never.
Yeah.
At least we're also wrong.
What do you guys Something. Think about the Ashley Tramp stamp?
That's normal.
I don't
There's
have a
thousands
about it. Okay.
of girls that have it.
Yeah.
She got a tattoo above
She's 27
Get over
or whatever
it.
She is. Who cares?
Katie tells
Y'all
Charisse.
Y'all got tramp stamps.
Well,
no.
No, I don't.
I don't
have
either.
Any tattoos.
No tattoos.
I wish, see,
I mean,
if I could
have
go
a lot
back,
of tattoos
I have two small ones, and I want them both removed.
Oh.
How old were you
I
when you got
I always wanted
them?
One.
18 and 22.
See, I always wanted one. I never could figure out what I wanted forever, and that's why I never got it.
Yep.
I snuck and did so. Like, I got my belly button when I was 16 pierced at 18 and 22. Mm-hmm. But I like my belly piercing still, 12 years later, but I want to get these tattoos gone.
Oh, you just...
And they're not of anyone's name or anything silly like that.
I know it's Real Housewives of Atlanta, but Candy's stomach.
Okay, we're not talking
about
that.
Wait.
We'll talk about that at 7 o'clock.
Sorry, when you said that, I was just like... Yes. It haunted me.
7 o'clock,
night.
Moving
See,
on.
See, I need to finish watching
Ashley's
this.
Cootie stain. Robin
cootie
like,
sweat.
Bitch.
But
cootie
she was
sweat.
So, like, obvious about it. She was like, oh, my God, I love my panties, and I have a cootie stain. Like, who? You're not 12.
It was like, shut up. You should have never even said 12. That. Yeah.
And then we get to dinner where everyone has to say something nice. Robin was grateful for 13 years of friendship with Charisse. Katie thanked Ashley for her own room. Shade, Giselle appreciates Katie's.
People are so surprised whenever I say I have tattoos. I have a lot of tattoos.
Girl, she They're got one right on private. Her pussy.
No, I don't.
Oh, right there.
I can imagine.
It's like an arrow.
No, they're all in hidden places, but there's not one on
like,
my
Like, I
cootie.
Could picture you having, like, lipstick tatted on your pussy.
It's like a hand press.
Kiss my lips, baby. Like,
kiss my lips. Both
pink,
of them.
Pink, and they're
all
pink.
Of them.
Oh,
right.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Hello.
Hello, lover. Giselle appreciates Katie. The shade. Talk about shade.
And then yes. Katie tried to act all, I tried to act like oblivious.
Did she
I felt like that was
stupid?
No, I felt like what Katie said about thanking her for the room, I felt like that was so intentional. But
oh,
she had
of
to
course.
Like, oh, wait.
Of course.
I forgot it's still sensitive. But then Giselle came and scalped her ass.
Yeah, and she was mad.
Unassumingly smart.
Unassumingly smart is one of the most tasteful ways I've heard of someone ever being called dumb, ever.
Yeah.
I'm taking that. I'm putting that in my word bank.
You are so unassumingly
and
smart.
And Charisse should have pulled the card because if that's supposed to be like a positive situation... And she does, and she's done this before. There needs to be no shade. It's silly.
Exactly.
No one was throwing shade.
Well, I love these moments like this. I don't know if you all have ever had them. I was talking to Jesse
yes.
when we were watching. The whole sister circle mm-hmm. type
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, I love them.
Where you unintentionally, you start, you have good intentions. I don't
but,
know if you all have done it either. Where you have
yeah.
good intentions and you're saying good stuff.
But
and then by the end of the night,
when you drink
you have
too
good
much,
intentions,
it's waterworks everywhere.
You
yes.
don't like, and everybody's crying.
You tell
but you
people
don't like
stuff
everybody.
You always said. Right. I would never tell anyone this.
People
yes,
are hugging
what?
It out, crying.
Well,
yes.
Charisse says we're going to see a lot of that because she said the difference about this show is that since they all were friends before, we're going to start to see a lot of them coming together, helping
well,
each other
can we
through.
Please? It's episode 12,000. Can we get
And I'm
something?
Still asleep. I'm still bored as hell.
Ooh. I was still waiting yeah. for Katie to admit to a drug habit. And I
well,
was
we
got to
wait
They're
next
stretching
for
that, though.
They
I
really
can't.
Are. But so what do you think that Robin is going to say?
Wait, but...
That somebody spent all their damn money
somebody
and she broke his hell?
Money.
But we already know that.
She said
and
she said
And that's why
that.
They only had $25.
But we know you ain't got no money. Who cares who did it? You ain't got no money.
No, it is really sad, though, that a friend did that. To them.
That's why you have to watch.
That happens all the time. Friends are like, ooh, invest in my this, or ooh, can you do this? Can you spot me this? And that's how people lose their money. They friends and their family come after their money when they have
and
money.
And you also have to, we don't know, it should be noted that we don't know how it happened, but you also have to take personal inventory. If someone keeps asking you to invest in something, there has to be a debt like, no, for the next project.
I gave this
and
to them.
If you're giving your friend, you know, kind of like ruling power over an account or a division of an account or
that's
something.
That's what it sounded
you
like.
That's what it sounded like.
But that's still on you.
That
accountant.
Is on you.
That's on
There's
you, just
no
like your
way.
Accountant.
I don't care however much money I have. I'm going to be logging into Citibank, whoever runs
yes.
my money, and checking my Citibank
Did
account.
Did we learn nothing from Toni Braxton?
I don't have time for
said,
you to
make sure you
sign
your own
check. She told
yes,
Toni Braxton
you never let a bitch sign your check.
And Oprah signs off.
Check.
Everything, even
yes.
to the littlest detail
yes.
on own. Oprah
I
signs
still
everything.
Have to sign my own checks every time.
Yeah.
So you can be like, wait, what is that?
Yeah.
What did you guys think as far as, you know, we're always talking about etiquette. We're always talking about, you know, these girls always want to shade Ashley or Katie if they say or do something inappropriate. But then Giselle shares with the girls her intimate moment was that she drinks a tea that makes you basically shit the next day. So
flat,
she went to
tea.
Go meet with
Instagram
her
model.
Mr. Miami and
blew up his bathroom, yeah. his hotel
I
bathroom.
Think it's silly and it
funny.
Goes to show how Giselle is very petty. Sorry. That this is a serious conversation and
yeah.
like that was like such a waste of time just like everything else she said the whole episode. She's been acting immature.
Yep. We get Charisse talking about her divorce, crying, and
again,
she says, I don't care about the material stuff.
Lies.
Karen brings up that she can't fix
or
what she can
share. Or you
would have
been gone a long time ago. Stop playing. Like, you do care about the material stuff. Stop lying.
Her mom has early dementia.
And then
Robin cries. I can relate to that. Not with my mother, knock on wood. Where's some wood? Pray, Jesus. But my grandmother was like that, and it runs in my family. So I am my mom's the youngest of 10, but I have an uncle that is dealing with it, and I have an aunt that's dealing with it. But my grandma had it for like the last, I want to say, like 20 years, 15, 20 years.
You learn a lot about people.
Yeah, you learn.
She thought I was her sister.
Yeah.
She thought I was her sister, Olivia.
She thought my grandma thought my dad was her husband, and anytime my mom would come around, she thought he was sleeping with her and like would cause a
scene.
And
the tea was spilled.
Oh my God.
That you didn't know about.
No, so much tea came out. I was like, yeah.
But it's not fun.
It's not fun.
I can relate to Karen when she said, I can't imagine, because my mom is my best friend too. I cannot imagine my mother not knowing who I am one day. Like, the thought of that is getting me emotional.
Like, looking at you and like you're not like.
They don't know you.
They're calling you by another name. Mm. My grandma used to call my aunt, because my aunt was like her caretaker, and she used to call, she thought my aunt was her mom. And I can imagine that that was very difficult on my aunt, too. That wasn't the easiest thing. And I wonder if you ever eventually numb out to something like that, or if it's something that bothers you every time it happens. Yeah.
Some people decide to keep going. Some people, it's like, you know what? I can't.
Because you can't correct them.
Yeah.
No.
That's a waste of energy.
And it causes sometimes more
friction
and problems with the
person. Yeah, that is true.
So, yeah.
All right, so we're going to predictions because they're rushing
your
us.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Giselle versus Katie. She thinks she has a drug problem. She's going to bring it up at the...
Please have a drug problem. Please have a drug problem. I don't want to say that. I mean, we don't need anything negative, but
it's going to be a drug problem or not a drug problem.
It's going to be something like Ritalin.
And then next week, all they're going to talk about is how Ashley's husband showed up to the drag queen club, which is silly.
Which I'm still like, why y'all mad?
I can't believe Karen got all the gangster about it. Like, chill out, homegirl.
I'm like, I guess
like,
I have
what
to see
you
the
got
episode.
In your closet?
Right.
You worried you're going to accidentally slip up on his dick and that's why he can't be in the house? Like,
why would
happening?
Ray be mad?
By the way, the fam in the live chat says that Robin needs a GoFundMe.
Aww.
She does have two kids. I'm not like that struggle is real, girl. You got
I wouldn't be too upset for.
You
work in marketing and sales, girl. Come on, you can do better.
You're on television.
She talks too slow.
People hold
she's making a check for this show, so she's fine.
Hopefully, she makes second season.
Sell your old house,
which is interesting that we haven't heard that there's a second season.
Because hopefully, there's not going to be.
They're going to try and see what Dallas does. I think
Dallas is full. From what I'm hearing from insiders, is about to. Slay these girls.
And better slay. They've been trying to do Dallas for years, but they've been trying to do Dallas since the beginning and haven't been able to pull it off. So
there's no women of color on the Dallas cast, I don't think.
Well, I thought there was
in the middle
girl.
But no.
They only need that to Atlanta.
Isn't
and,
Dallas
Potomac?
Very segregated though?
No. You know what?
People say that, but I've heard
my
that
experience in Dallas was never like that. But I heard one of the women that I work with, you know, the show that I work on, was telling me that her husband used to play in Dallas. And I guess that she said it was the most racist place she's ever been to. But every time I go to Dallas, I have a fantastic time.
Well, I've heard that it's like
but
a
I'm
great time,
she
but it's very
areas.
Separate.
Mm-hmm. I'm down at
like,
Big T.
The money is very separate.
I'm down at Fuel City Tacos. Like, I'm at Onyx. Like, I'm that girl.
Okay.
Well, on that note, we want to thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter,
right.
Instagram, and Facebook. You guys can also check us out on iTunes. Hit me up at DJ Jesse J and JesseJane.com.
Oh, where you
that's
at?
That's right. I'm at Stuart Starlet.
Oh, I saw your website.
Looking
it's so
Jesse
cool.
Looking at Jesse Janity's website.
Yeah, yeah. You guys can find me on Instagram at Pinky English as well as on Twitter, English Speaks.
Char says so on everything.
Boom. Till next week, same time, same place, or we'll see you at 7. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
For the most part, I would say.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.